I'm talking with Laura Nathan. She is the event and marketing coordinator for the Housing Bureau for Seniors, which is part of the University of Michigan Health System. Thanks for joining us this morning, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
What does the organization do?
The Housing Bureau for Seniors has been working since 1983 in Washtenaw County to make sure that all seniors who live in the county have affordable and safe housing. Housing that meets their needs as their abilities change.
Is there an overriding goal of the organization?
The mission really is to assist, enable, and empower older adults in Washtenaw County to live in safe, appropriate, and affordable housing. We do this in several different ways. We have different programs. One of them is the Housing and Care Counseling Program. The other is the Foreclosure Prevention Program. And then we recently started a post-foreclosure program, which actually helps seniors who are going to lose their homes for sure or have already lost their homes, helps them find new housing. We have an Eviction Prevention Program. That program primarily helps seniors who live in apartments who might be at risk of being evicted for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they're health reasons, sometimes mental health reasons, sometimes they're unable to pay their bills. There are a number of kinds of reasons that put them at risk for eviction. And so we work with them to either find supports that will enable them to stay in their homes or help them find new homes that will support their needs. And then we also have one of our oldest programs is the Home Share Program, which matches senior homeowners with home seekers, with housemates, which enables them to live in their house or age in place for as long as possible.
And reduce their costs because they're living together.
Absolutely, and it makes really good use of existing housing stock. It's a program that is really geared toward people who want to stay in their home. Some of them have been living in the same homes for 30, 40, 50 years, but they're finding that there are certain things that are more difficult for them to do as they age, like yard work or taking out the garbage, or some of them might just want some companionship.
I like that idea. You could have someone younger who definitely could do some of those things, and they could live there and not have to pay the expenses. They're basically being provided
both,
with a place to live.
Well, it's benefiting, yeah.
Yeah, and it's an affordable kind of housing. Most of the homeowners who participate in the program do require some income, but it's usually relatively low income, low rent. Those are our programs. Then we also have our educational programs.
Well, and you're the marketing event coordinator, so what does that mean? What's your role in the organization?
I've been with Housing Bureau for Seniors for almost 12 years as event and marketing coordinator. My biggest job is our big annual event, which we'll be talking about soon. And I start working on that in August and don't finish until about June.
What's the big event?
The big event is Senior Living and Housing Awareness Week. It'll start Friday, May 7th with the Living and Housing Expo at the Morris Lawrence Building at Washtenaw Community College.
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY, and our guest is Laura Nathan with the Housing Bureau for Seniors.
Laura, the Senior Living and Housing Awareness Week, can you tell us what it's all about?
Well, this is an event that is actually a fabulous one-stop shopping opportunity. It's for seniors, their family members, recent retirees, anybody who's thinking about retiring. So it's for people of, you know, from 50 to 150. It provides a rich opportunity to gather information and make informed decisions about housing, care, and quality of life. It's really a great place for people to either start looking at what their options are and gathering information, or for them to continue a process that they've already started.
How many people participate in this event?
A lot. The event has many different pieces to it. As you know, it goes for 10 days. It starts with the expo on Friday, May 7th. You know, for the last few years, we've had probably around 350 people come through to visit the exhibitors and also to attend workshops. And we have 70 exhibitors this year, and they represent housing communities, senior care services, products, resources, financial services, legal services. It's a very broad and comprehensive representation of folks who provide all sorts of services for seniors.
So when you say it's a one-stop shop, it truly is. They can encompass many different pieces of transitioning.
Absolutely.
So just come in and talk to whoever you want to, whatever you're interested in.
Yes, yes.
Laura, you mentioned workshops. Can you tell us a little bit about the workshops that are available?
Sure. The workshops start at the expo. There are four workshops that give a kind of a good foundation for a lot of the information people can use. They'll cover health and wellness, the mental health challenges of later life, estate planning, and retirement simplification. And so there, you know, it's kind of a broad spectrum of topics that will be covered during the day on Friday. And then there will be 13 more workshops throughout the week at different locations in Ipsy, Ann Arbor, Saline, and Chelsea. Also a wide variety of topics.
Are there any open houses that people can attend?
Well, that's a whole nother piece of this 10-day event. There will be 28 open houses at senior housing communities throughout the Washtenaw County area. And those open houses are open to the public. The housing communities are opening their doors to people, welcoming them to come in and tour their communities, talk to residents, see some living spaces, some of the common spaces, sample some of the foods. Most of the places will have refreshments available.
You can have lunch along the way.
Some of them will have lunches available. A lot of the places that are having open houses are also the places that are going to be sponsoring some of the workshops at their communities.
So you could actually tour the facility and go to a workshop all at one time.
Depending on the schedule, that is true. There are a few places where you can go to a workshop and go on a tour and maybe even
and
get
have lunch.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned 28 facilities?
Well, there are 28 open houses. I would have to count how many of the communities are involved. It's probably more like 24 because some of them are having more than one during the week.
But they represent the different type of facilities?
They represent a very broad spectrum of the kinds of housing options that are available for seniors, from independent living, adult daycare, homes that accommodate smaller numbers of people, assisted living communities, continuum of care communities where, you know, if they decide they want to make a move, they can come in, they can move in when they're, you know, into an independent living situation. And as their abilities may decrease, they can move from independent to assisted to nursing home. And a lot of the places even will have hospice care as well and memory care places. So it's a wide spectrum of options for housing.
Our guest is Laura Nathan. She's the event and marketing coordinator from the Housing Bureau for Seniors. This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Laura, what's going to happen on opening day, Friday, May 7th?
Exhibits will open to the public at 8:15 in the morning. They will be open straight through until 2:15. 70 exhibitors will be wanting to talk to you, meet you. There'll be an opportunity to enter your name in a drawing for many wonderful gifts that are being offered by the different exhibitors at the Morris Lawrence Building. Several of the exhibitors are going to be offering health screenings such as blood pressure, blood sugar, pulse ox, balance assessments. I think there are about three or four of the exhibitors who will be offering balance assessments. And then there are also a few who will be offering other kinds of services like home appraisal assessments. One of our diamond sponsors will be offering healthcare power of attorney document preparation right at their table. And then we have a number of agencies such as Social Security Agency, Veterans Affairs, and the Medicare-Medicaid Assistance Program will be offering benefit eligibility assessment as well. So there are a lot of free services that are going to be offered that day.
Laura, is there a cost to the participants for any of the activities during the week?
Sheila, I'm really glad you asked me that question because that is one of the most wonderful things about this activity. That is, it is free to the public. Anyone is welcome to attend. And the reason being that we have support from a very large number of wonderful sponsors who make it possible for us to offer all of these activities at no cost to the public.
No cost.
No cost. The only thing that costs anything is if people want to buy a box lunch at the expo, they have to buy that ahead. That's $8.50, and you don't have to buy the lunch. You can bring your own.
Is the box lunch worth it?
I'd say it's pretty good. Most people like it. I've gotten a few complaints over the years, but most of them are pretty decent. I like them.
Good. And you mentioned diamond sponsor. You're talking about it being free. Who are the diamond sponsors?
Well, our diamond sponsors are Evangelical Homes of Michigan, Horizons Financial Corporation, Legacy Law Center, and Program for Positive Aging of the University of Michigan Department of Psychiatry. They're these sponsors who will be offering the workshops at the expo. Very wonderful sponsors.
So kudos to them.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Are there other sponsors?
There are platinum sponsors, and those are the sponsors who will be doing workshops, you know, offering workshops at different locations. And a number of them are the housing communities that will be having workshops at their housing communities. And they are Ann Arbor Transportation Authority, Brookdale Senior Living, Brookhaven Manor Retirement Community, Glacier Hills Senior Living Community, Hillside Terrace Retirement Community, Sanctuary at St. Joseph's Village, Silver Maples of Chelsea, United Methodist Retirement Communities, University Living, and University of Michigan Health System.
Laura, I think it's great that you're mentioning the sponsors because, without those, there would probably be a cost for the event. What do you like best about this whole week?
There are a few things I like. First of all, I really like that it's a comprehensive event, that it really is a one-stop shopping opportunity that gives people a kind of a structured time when they can really gather the information that they need to make informed and considered decisions about their future, that they don't have to be making decisions or have other people making decisions for them in the middle of a crisis. It's a perfect time. If people have been worried about starting this process, this is a great time to do it. I also happen to love the expo. It's a very festive, wonderful day. The Morris Lawrence Building is a fabulous venue. It's bright and cheery. Even though people are gathering information about a very, very serious subject, there's a lot of support in the atmosphere, and there's a lot of friendliness, and it's just a very good feeling, and a lot of great refreshments, and as I said, great gifts as well.
And it seems like with all of the different components that you have, if someone lived out of town and they wanted to maybe bring a parent who lives close in proximity to look at other options. I mean, it's great for them. It's condensed.
Yep. I have several people who call me from out of town who either have seen this on our website, they have parents who live in Ann Arbor, or other way around, older adult children who have parents who live elsewhere and they're trying to maybe bring their parents to live in Washtenaw. People who want their parents to be able to age in place and stay in their homes, they see that this is a chance to find out about the kinds of modifications that could be made in their homes so that they could age in place. I had a family today of six people calling to say, we want to bring our parents to this event. And I think that's thrilling. I was kind of hoping my parents would come in from New York and get some
and
of my siblings to come
with
too.
Exactly. No, it sounds like a great event, and I'm looking forward to being there and participating in it. Laura, how can our listeners get in contact with you?
Well, my phone number is 998-9336 at the Housing Bureau for Seniors. All of the information is posted on our website at www.med.umich.edu/seniors. And the program is there, and the registration is there. And even though we're past the registration deadline for workshops, go ahead and try, because we do still have some openings.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on the show today, Laura. It's been really great. I know the event's really informational, and I'm really hoping a lot of our listeners attend.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.